B96.
Can't crush Carla.
All right, Can't Crush Carla brought to you by Planet Fitness. Let's say hello to Evelyn and Ella in Naperville. So you two, so we got two people taking you on today.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. Should I be scared of this sister duo? Can I call my sister and have her help me?
Would she be helpful?
She would be no help at all. She has two kids. So right now, all she knows is pop culture about Bluey and maybe Coco Melon.
Hey, you know what? I get it. All right, Evelyn and Ella, go ahead and throw Carla out of the room.
Get out of here, Carla.
Okay.
All right, so it's five pop culture questions. Get more correct than Carla. Crush Carla, we're going to get you $1,000, all right? We'll start with question number one. SpongeBob fans are emotional after rumors began circulating that Patrick Starr could potentially leave the show soon. What is the name of the squirrel character in SpongeBob?
I think it's Shelly.
Question number two. The New York Knicks beat the San Antonio Spurs and won the NBA championship. New Yorkers flooded the streets, resulting in dozens of arrests and 10 injured police officers. Which country gifted New York's Statue of Liberty to the United States?
France.
Question number three. Keke Palmer and Sean Evans were spotted on a date in Brooklyn over the weekend. This is after the two were getting flirty on Keke's podcast. What is the name of the YouTube show that Sean Evans hosts? All right, question number four. No Doubt brought Olivia Rodrigo on stage at their final show this weekend at the Las Vegas Sphere. Who is the lead singer of the band No Doubt?
Gwen Stefani.
Question number five. Iceman by Drake spends a fourth week at number one on the Billboard 200. It's officially the longest running number one album of the year. How many albums did Drake release this year?
Three.
All right, let's get Carla back in here. While Carla's on the way in, what are you so... Okay, so it's Evelyn and Ella in Naperville. What are you two doing this morning that you got time to hang out and call us? Are you on the? Are you in the car on the way somewhere, or what are you doing?
Yeah, we're in the car.
Where are you going?
Just on my way home.
From?
Getting breakfast.
All right, sorry, I'm just the nosiest person. And I want to know what two sisters have time to hang out at this time of day.
But whenever two sisters have that time, you should definitely cherish it. You are so lucky. I miss my sister.
Well, there you go. All right, welcome back, Carla. Three correct for Evelyn and Ella. Let's see how you do. Question number one, SpongeBob fans are emotional after rumors began circulating that Patrick Starr could potentially leave the show soon. What is the name of the squirrel character in SpongeBob?
Sandy
Cheeks. Yeah. By the way, I did not know they were still making SpongeBob.
Like new episodes?
Yeah, I thought this thing ended a decade ago at
least. Yeah. I mean, I haven't watched it in a while, but I actually didn't watch it for the first time until I was a full adult.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Question number two. The New York Knicks beat the San Antonio Spurs Saturday, won the NBA championship. New Yorkers flooded the streets, resulting in dozens of arrests and 10 injured police officers. Which country gifted New York's Statue of Liberty to the United States?
France.
That came from France, yeah.
France.
Question number three. Keke Palmer and Sean Evans were spotted on a date in Brooklyn over the weekend.
I love this, by the way.
This was after the two were getting flirty on her podcast. What is the name of the YouTube show that Sean Evans hosts?
Hot Ones.
Hot Ones is correct. Question number four. No Doubt brought Olivia Rodrigo on stage at their final show this weekend at the Las Vegas Sphere. Who's the lead singer of the band No Doubt?
Gwen Stefani.
The iconic Gwen Stefani. That's right. Question number five. This seems to be going well for you, Carla. Iceman by Drake spends a fourth week at number one on the Billboard 200. It's officially the longest running number one album of the year. So,
really?
Kudos to Drake.
Okay.
How many albums did Drake release this year?
Three in one day.
Yeah. And we were
Low-key
hating, but hey, it's doing okay.
You know,
charts
people,
wise.
But Drake fans are Drake fans.
Mm-hmm.
In the way that, like,
you know what though, like, old Drake, I liked most of the stuff.
Right, but
you know what I mean?
When you're a true fan of a person, I think you, like, love all their music. Like, for example, I love Cat's Eye, and I know that some of their songs aren't, like, probably the bestestest,
But you just love them.
But I love them so much that I stream it and I listen and then I fall in love with the song anyway. Yeah. And so I'll have to assume that Drake fans are like that.
I think chart-wise, Drake is among the most successful rappers of all time, if not the. There was some crazy stat that for like 15 years or something, he didn't leave the Billboard 200.
That's iconic.
So, you know what? Kudos to Drake for doing his thing. All and that
I, still
to
li-
say,
I still listen to Passion Fruit.
Do you? Oh, yeah. See?
I listen to that one too.
All that to say, five for Carla, three for Evelyn and Ella in Naperville. Unfortunately, you know what that means for you.
We're Evelyn and Ella from Naperville, and we can't crush Carla.
You know what? That was so cool.
That was. It sounds like you practiced not being able to crush Carla. We love you guys. Thank you for waking up with us. Have a wonderful day, and thanks for playing.
Thank you.
All right,
bye.
Talk to you soon.